Texte numéro 62. Ice cream and sushi fly across Tel Aviv skies in latest test of Israeli drone program. Cartons of ice cream and sushi flew across the skies of Tel Aviv on Monday as part of the latest test of Israel's drone program, which officials hope provided a glimpse of the near future. Israel's National Drone Initiative is a two-year government program that aims to establish a nationwide network built on the capabilities of Israeli drone companies that deliver goods to pickup spots for customers via drone. The program carried out the drill Monday in preparation for large-scale commercial deliveries made by drones to ease pressure on traffic-laden urban roads. Some participants in the experiment are optimistic about the future of drones, including Yoeli Orr, co-founder of Kando Drones, one of the companies that participated in Monday's experiment. The project, now in the third of eight stages, is still in its infancy and faces many questions about security and logistics. We had 700 test flights at the start of this year, and now we are close to 9,000 flights, said Daniela Partem, from Israel Innovation Authority, a partner in the drone initiative. Israel is a global leader in drone technology, with much of its expertise rooted in the highly technologized military. Many of the 16 companies participating in the drone initiative have links to the military. The initiative was inspired by the halting effect that COVID-19 had on the transportation of medical supplies in early 2020. An early stage tested the transport of medicines and blood plasma by drones. The initiative has since carried out wider tests in three different urban districts in Israel and hopes to promote legislation that would allow drones to be widely used through an app that customers and clients can use. Israel's population of 9.3 million people is largely packed in urban centres, with major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem suffering from high levels of road congestion. Access to Israel's airspace is highly regulated by security officials, and flying a drone requires a permit from the Israeli Civil Aviation Authority. The initiative faces many obstacles. Officials will have to ensure that drones can handle flights through turbulent weather conditions, and that the skies can be quickly cleared in case of war or emergency. There are also issues of privacy. Once you have a drone that actually takes photos or videos, you create a totally new dimension of privacy invasion, said Tehila Schwartz-Altsula, digital technology expert and fellow at the Israel Democracy Institute, a think tank in Jerusalem. The drone initiative has already tried to address such concerns by using cameras that can help the machine land, but don't have the resolution to take detailed photos. Adapted from Newsweek, October 2021.